Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, everybody, welcome in to another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you, talking all things Panthers hockey over the course of the next hour, and we have a fun show planned for you here. Once again, the red-hot Florida Panthers, they're back on the ice. They had that 15-day layoff, but Wednesday they picked up a win at Carolina, a thriller in overtime, 3-2 the final. Last night, they won on the road against the Minnesota Wild, 6-2. Tomorrow, they wrap up a road trip in Chicago, by the way, 3 o'clock Eastern. We're on the air with Panthers preview across the radio network at 2:30, an afternoon game in Chicago tomorrow. And then the Panthers are back home. Tuesday at 7, they'll be home against the Nashville Predators. Thursday at 7, the Panthers at FLA Live Arena against the Columbus Blue Jackets. A week from today, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and the Edmonton Oilers come to town. That's a 12:30 in the afternoon start. A week from today, you don't want to miss that. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. That's what lies ahead for the Panthers as far as the schedule is concerned. But what lies ahead for us here on the Panthers Insider Show? Well, we've got a lot to get to. Coming up this segment, I mentioned those big wins this week. The Panthers win at Carolina back on Wednesday, last night at Minnesota. We're going to have highlights from those two Panthers victories as they aired across the Panthers Radio Network coming up here in just a couple of moments. We'll have some thoughts post-game from last night from Panthers interim head coach Andrew Brunette as well. Coming up next segment, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, he's going to stop by. We'll talk about last night's game. We'll talk about what lies ahead. We'll talk about so many of the bright spots on this team, what's impressed Billy the most. We'll get to that coming up next segment. And then coming up later on in the hour in our third segment from Bally Sports Florida, from FloridaPanthers.com, friend of the program, Katie Gause, going to stop by. She covers the Panthers. You can catch her on the Panthers television broadcast. And as I mentioned, on FloridaPanthers.com, she's going to take some time out for us coming up later on in the program. So a lot to get to as we run through the Panthers Insider Show here on this Saturday. Panthers fans, go to FLATeamShop.com for exclusive Panthers licensed merchandise, including one-of-a-kind game-used gear, hockey-inspired fashion apparel, and much more. Shop now at FLATeamShop.com. Mention the Panthers back home. A lot of home games coming up. You want to make sure you have the best gear. FLATeamShop.com. That is your place to go. Well, the Panthers, after their layoff, they had the All-Star break, a bit of a lull in the schedule. They got back at it Wednesday, and it was a big game against the Carolina Hurricanes in Raleigh. Two Eastern Conference heavyweights going head-to-head. The Panthers, in dramatic fashion, won that game in comeback fashion. 3-2 was the final score in overtime. Here are the Panthers' goals as they aired on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Barkov, nifty move, cuts in, backhand, he scores! Alexander Barkov with a highlight reel goal, and he's tied this game for the Panthers at one. What a move to get into the offensive end, generate that opportunity, and he beats Anderson with the backhand down low. Huberdeau down to the corner, Panthers working around, here's Ekblad to Uyghur at the blue line, long shot, tipped in front, rebound, and they score! And the Panthers tie the game! A rebound out in front, Sam Reinhart makes it 2-2. Huberdeau, long pass, here's Ekblad on a breakaway, walks in, Ekblad, a shot, and he scores! Ekblad, the game winner in overtime! Aaron Ekblad on a breakaway, goes to the backhand, the Panthers take it, 3-2 the final!
Ekblad's a bad, bad man.
Aaron Ekblad with the overtime winner. That was Wednesday in Raleigh. The Panthers 3, the Carolina Hurricanes 2. What a victory for the Panthers. So it was a comeback win back on Wednesday. Last night, the Panthers, they were in Minnesota. They fell behind 1-0 in the first period, but then they picked up a 6-2 victory after they fell behind 1-0 in the first. It was all Panthers after that. 6-2 was the final score. Mason Marchment led the way with a hat trick. Here are the highlights from last night's Panthers win as they aired on the Panthers Radio Network.
Out to the far point, Panthers hold it in. Fed off to Lundell near side, pounds it down behind the net. The puck picked up by Marchment, winds it out in front, and it trickles in. They score! Mason Marchment gets this one, and the game's tied! This one is going to go to the corner. No icing call here. Panthers will pressure, and Reinhart looks out in front. Lundell back in front. They score, and it's Marchment! And the Panthers have a 2-1 lead, and there's that line going back to work on the offensive end once again. Here's Duclair right back in. Back and forth with Barkov. Top of the right circle, Duclair. Left it out at the line, long shot. Ekblad's attempt, stop Talbot loose in front. Huberdeau looking for the loose puck. Off to the right circle, a shot, they score! Anthony Duclair! And the Panthers have a 3-1 lead. Barkov slips it up top, Ekblad looks over far side. Huberdeau. Yeah, to Duclair, gives to Ekblad. Ekblad backs up, top far circle, fires, and he scores! Aaron Ekblad rips it from the left circle, and the Panthers have taken a 4-1 lead. Now Zuccarello passed straight on. This one deflects off Fiala, and the Wild backed up once again. Over on the far side of the ice, a shot toward the empty net, and they score, and the Panthers take a 5-2 lead. And it looks like Carter Verhaeghe dumped that one in on the empty net. The Panthers take a commanding 3-goal advantage. Now off the faceoff from center, the puck batted at, and this one winds up in the empty net down to our right.
Maybe Mason Marchment.
And the Panthers have taken a 6-2 lead, and it looks like Mason Marchment's going to get credit for this one, and that's a hat trick for Mason Marchment.
So again, a 6-2 Panthers win on the road over the Minnesota Wild last night. Mason Marchment opened the scoring for the Panthers with a couple of goals. That got the Panthers back out in front. Capped it off with a hat trick with that empty netter late. Here's what Panthers interim head coach Andrew Brunette had to say about Mason Marchment getting the hat trick and about his breakout season overall.
Yeah, it was fun to see him give him a hat trick. And he had so many good chances the other night in Columbus to get it and didn't get it. So I'm glad he got rewarded tonight. Yeah, he's playing with a lot of confidence right now. And his line really got a lot of good chemistry together. I think they enjoy playing with each other. And they're taking advantage of it. And he's been an unbelievable stretch where even tonight, almost 2 goals in 3 minutes to start the game. And he's just producing at a surreal number right now. And it's fun to see. And like I said, he seems to, the confidence is oozing out of him. And he's so strong on the puck. One thing that I really enjoy, and I really think it's imperative for our team to have that puck strength that he holds on to, and you can't take it off of him. And that's what makes us a good team. And he's a big part of it.
Panthers head coach Andrew Brunette following last night's 6-2 win on the road over the Minnesota Wild. The Panthers continue their road trip. They wrap up their road trip tomorrow, 3 o'clock. We're on the air with Panthers preview at 2:30. The Panthers and the Chicago Blackhawks. Panthers back home Tuesday at 7 against the Nashville Predators. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835. 5 puck to get your tickets. And Panthers fans, it's not too early to start planning for the 2023 NHL All-Star Game here in South Florida. Come see some of the biggest stars across the league showcase their skills and enjoy some South Florida sun. Pre-sale access is available to territory members. For more info, go to floridapanthers.com/members. Coming up later on in the program, Katie Gause from Bally Sports Florida and floridapanthers.com. She's going to stop by the show, but next segment, I'll be joined by my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, stopping by on the other side of the break. I'm Doug Plagans. This is the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Hey, everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Panthers hockey over the course of this hour. And, well, we've got some great action from this past week to talk about. We've got a big homestand starting up on Tuesday, so lots to talk about there. Panthers wrapping up a road trip coming up tomorrow at 3 Eastern, 2:30 Panthers preview. We are on the air, Panthers and the Chicago Blackhawks. That's coming up tomorrow afternoon. Panthers fans, go to flateamshop.com for your exclusive Panthers licensed merchandise, including one-of-a-kind game-used gear, hockey-inspired fashion apparel, and much more. Shop now at flateamshop.com. We mentioned the game tomorrow, the Panthers in Chicago to take on the Blackhawks. 2:30 Panthers preview, 3 o'clock Eastern time start. Tuesday, the Panthers are back home at FLA Live Arena to play host to the Nashville Predators at 7 o'clock. And then they'll have the Columbus Blue Jackets coming to town on Thursday. A week from today, a matinee game, 12:30 in the afternoon. The Panthers will play host to Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and the Edmonton Oilers. That's 1 week from today. So a big homestand kicking off on Tuesday. We'd love to see you out at FLA Live Arena. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. And, well, to take a look back at last night's win, to take a look back at an exciting win over the Carolina Hurricanes back on Wednesday, the Panthers on the road doing some damage this week, looking to keep it going tomorrow against Chicago. And joining us now here this segment on the Panthers Insider Show, my broadcast partner across the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay here, kind enough to stop by this morning. And, well, Billy, the Panthers came out of the break, a 15-day layoff. They had the All-Star break. They had a gap in the schedule. A lot of folks wondered how they'd come out of that layoff, playing a couple of good teams, Carolina back on Wednesday, the Minnesota Wild last night. And, well, the Panthers, did they surprise you with how well they came out of that time off?
They came out a bit, but the biggest thing coming out is healthy and fresh. You get rejuvenated. As a player, some of the toughest months are January and February, and when you get a break, it kind of gives you a chance to take a deep breath, and when you get back, you're excited for the game again. And the practice, Andrew Burnett, the ability as a coach to get this team ready in practice, it's tough to simulate what a game is going to be like, but you try your best during practice to ramp it up and really make the practice high intensity, high tempo, and then you come out on a national stage, big televised game on TNT against Carolina. You have all the eyes watching around the NHL. It's important. And then you come out and have a game like that where you come back at the very end of the third period, tie it up, and then you win in overtime. Aaron Ekblad gets a goal. It was phenomenal stuff from this team, the way that they came out against Carolina, then followed up on the road in another tough place to win in Minnesota. And what I really noticed coming out of the break is all this offensive talent, but they were staggering on the defensive side of the puck. 9 shots in the last 2 periods against Carolina. They shut them down. And then again in the Minnesota game, Bobrovsky was really good when called upon, but it was one and done for Minnesota. There weren't rebound opportunities. And when I look back at the last couple of games, you look back at the Carolina game, there was not a lot of offensive zone time for Carolina. They weren't able to have extended shifts in the offensive zone. And the Minnesota game, pretty much the same thing. Minnesota was unable to really sustain a forecheck, get time down in the Panthers' end. So a lot of credit to them defensively. And this is what's coming out. So you're looking at ways that this Panther team can get better and move on. And it's hard to really say this, but those 15 days off and what I've seen the last couple of games, this is even a better version of the Panther team than I saw before the break. They're looking to improve on the road. They've still got the goal scoring, but the last two games have been the best two defensive games that I have seen from them all season long. So Andrew Burnett and the coaching staff getting this team ready to play in the last couple of games, even last night, watching them play is really exciting, because the defensive side of the puck and that kind of play is going to get it done in the playoffs. So they're building in the right direction and still improving, which is what you want to see from your team.
Yeah, you always want to be getting better, especially when you're a team that has aspirations of making a long run. And well, this Panthers team just continues to keep passing the tests that are coming their way. And again, a big win last night over the Minnesota Wild. And since that's the most recent game, Billy, we just got off the air, finished up that game, about 10 hours ago or so. So taking a look back at that game against the Minnesota Wild last night, the Panthers, tough place to play, going in against Minnesota. The Wild get the game's first goal on the power play. Minnesota, you could tell, they were feeling good about themselves. They were trying to bounce back from a loss, so they got the start they were looking for. But then all of a sudden, the Mason Marchment show kicked in, and he got his first two goals, ended up finishing the game with his first career hat trick. But it was all Panthers after that. I guess first, the biggest thing you saw last night, and then going off of that, just what Mason Marchment has meant to this team as a spark plug. He's turned into one of those guys that just makes the most of every shift he gets.
He does make the most of every shift. So if you go back to last night's game, Minnesota's flying in the first 10 minutes. Bobrovsky, some big saves to get the power play goal. You're down 1-0. Maybe you're in some trouble here. But then you get the goal by Marchment. And this line, if you look back at the goals that they've scored, and I've counted two goals off the rush, and that was in the Columbus game and it was late. The majority of the important of all their goals have come off forecheck and cycle plays. And so this Panther team's kind of on the ropes in the first 10 minutes. They get in on the forecheck. Lundell pressures the defenseman Merrill, turns it over. Marchment's able to get the goal. Then there's an icing play. It looks like the icing gets waved off. Reinhardt's hard on the defenseman, strips him of the puck, gets it out front. Lundell quickly to Marchment. 2-1. Flips the game just like that. That's how important this line is to this team and Mason Marchment and what he does. And then this Panther team was able to take control in the second period, even get better third period. And you just see them get better and better. And they wear teams down throughout the course of the game. They continue to roll the four lines, shift after shift. And it's just too much at the end of the night for the other team to handle. Mason Marchment, he wins puck battles. He wins board battles. He wins all the individual battles. Now he's starting to realize his scoring touch, and it's all hard work, and he's it's all humility coming from him. He's really grateful for this opportunity, and he's working for every aspect of it. That's
a late bloomer kind.
Yes, and that's what's really impressed me, is he got a chance late last season to make the most of it, did, and into the playoffs, and then this year he's just continued and only gotten better. And it is through sheer hard work and determination that he's made himself into this type of hockey player, and he's become an NHL regular and a mainstay on that Panther line, and Lundell and the rookie, what he's meant to this team, and a veteran like Reinhardt. So you add up all the pieces to the puzzle, the first line, the second line, third line, you just keep going down. And when you keep throwing them out there against the other team, what do you have on the other side if you're Minnesota, if you're Carolina? It's so tough to match up against this Panther team in this grouping. The teams just don't have a lot of answer. And Sergei Bobrovsky, the goaltender, in the big wins with all the goal scoring, sometimes goes under the radar, but he was special last night against Minnesota. Big saves at the right time, key saves, very aggressive, very active in his net, really quick with his pads. He seemed dialed in, seemed focused. So if you just go layer by layer throughout this team, the weaknesses, I'm having a hard time coming up with any. So when this team's healthy and at their best, them and the Colorado Avalanche seem to me to be the two teams that have separated themselves from the rest of the NHL at this very moment.
Yeah, a lot of people were picking on the road record, nitpicking the road record early, and Andrew Burnett kind of mentioned that they're getting to play more road games now, and we said that quite a bit. In a way, it was the fact that early on the Panthers hadn't had a chance to really get into a rhythm on the road. They were playing so many home games and going out for a road game here, a road game there. Now they've had a chance to get their feet under them, and they've got a record that's four games above 500 on the road. Billy Lindsay here with us. And Billy, I know another comment that Andrew Burnett had before the Carolina game back on Wednesday, and it was a tough matchup, two Eastern Conference heavyweights. And he kind of said that the two teams there in that one, it was almost like two teams that were trying to be the next Tampa, trying to get to the top of the mountain in the Eastern Conference where the Tampa Bay Lightning have been, and kind of relating it back to what you were just talking about with the Lundell-Reinhart-Marchment line that's kind of become a staple. You look at the Tampa Bay Lightning the last couple of years, guys that they don't have on their team anymore, but that Yanni Gourde, Blake Coleman, Barkley Goodrow trio that they had that kind of became their identity and really pushed the pendulum in their favor on a lot of nights. Is that a role that this Panthers line could kind of take the mantle for as far as the Panthers are concerned?
I would agree with that. Yeah, they are that third line. They are a team that's you don't have an answer for when you're trying to match up the third line. Even the fourth line with now even you get Achari back in the lineup, Lost, Arena, and Hornquist, all those type of guys that you can put on your fourth line. But even the fourth line's a nightmare matchup for the other team because they are so hard in what they do. So you have two really elite lines up front in your first and second line. But what you're now starting to see the last couple of games, what's difference for me with this Panther team, everyone was asking, well, can they play the close game? Can they play the tight games? You get in that Carolina game, and it was physical. It was hard. It was hit, be hit. It was get back up. And it was a physical brand of hockey. And the Panthers were able to stand tall and just fight their way back into it and will their way back into it. And the same thing in the Minnesota game. The chances, not a lot happening off the rush. It was the forecheck again. So you've seen the Panther team, they can beat you off the rush, but now they're really starting to notice the forechecking chances are coming in volumes. In the Minnesota game, the plays were working back low, back high to the defenseman, getting the defenseman, getting the shots through, and then you're creating chances that way. So there is all kinds of different options, different ways that this team can beat you, and they'll play it any way you want to play it. Just simply drop the puck. You guys say if you want to play it this way, well, fine. It's just the Panthers can dictate almost any kind of pace and play of game, and that's what stood out the last couple of games is their ability to get into a really knockout, drag it out kind of back alley fight and win a game that way, and they can win it with goaltending. So this Panther team is impressive what they've done, Andrew Burnett, the coaching staff, and it's the work ethic and talent combined. Work ethic, talent. It just goes hand in hand. I'll go back to 96 when we went to the Stanley Cup Finals. It was through work ethic, what with a little bit of talent sprinkled in and a great goaltender. But this team now is the most talented team we've ever had. And when I watch them play, they remind me of the 96 team as far as work ethic.
Yep, so, they battle hard.
Yeah, so that's when I see that, and I know what we did in 96 through just work ethic with marginal talent. When you get this kind of talent and they work that hard, you got a special group. And Patrick Hornquist admitted as much. He knew that in Pittsburgh. He's won a couple of Stanley Cups. And he admitted with this group, he's got that same type of feeling about this group that they can do that exact same thing, and that's win a Stanley Cup.
Panthers rolling along right now after last night's win over the Minnesota Wild. 34-10-5, 73 points, 11-7-5, excuse me, on the road of the Panthers. And Sergei Bobrovsky picked up his 25th win between the pipes last night. Billy, game number 42 is the head coach for Andrew Burnett last night. Billy Lindsay, our guest here right now, and he represented the Panthers at the All-Star festivities in Las Vegas, and it wouldn't surprise me by the time things are said and done if Andrew Burnett's in the Jack Adams talk as potential coach of the year honor. What's impressed you the most as far as how Andrew Burnett has transitioned to being the main bench boss for the Panthers?
He's learned. He's gotten better. Yeah, with this team. So you got transition as assistant coach, kind of you're friends with the players and relay the message to the head coach. Once you become the head coach, you gotta kind of dissolve those relationships a little bit, and you gotta be more of a father. You're the guy. You're the guy, big guy. But he has he's maintained that. He's been able to walk that line. But what I've noticed, because he's had that relationship with the players before and got that relationship now with him, with the head coach, when he speaks, these guys love playing for him. They want him to succeed, and they want him to have success. And so everything that's in place with all the systems and what they're trying to do, they're buying in. And you got the leadership in the locker room and the players to do it with Barkov and all this group that's come up together, and you got the Hornquist. So you have a really strong embedded locker room to help you out too as a coach. So when you have a coach, and Andrew Burnett, for him, he has changed lines when he's needed to, matched up. I saw him evolve as a coach. During in-game has, I guess, been the biggest thing, is in-game management. I've really noticed an improvement in his in-game management of how he handles the game and how he makes his decision on how players are playing throughout the course of the game. And from that, he just relies on the players and letting them do their stuff. So he played over 1,000 games. Mm-hmm. He understands, and he's very relatable. And that's important in today's game, to be relatable and just to get guys to play for you. That's half the battle, is if you get guys that really have respect for you and want to play hard for you, then they're going to do it. And Andrew Burnett's garnered that respect from the players, so it goes hand in hand. When he asks them to do something because of the respect they have for him, they are going to do it. And he has handled this situation with nothing but class. He had probably a 20-game window to get a chance to see if he could be the head coach. There's no window or runway anymore. He's the head coach of the Florida Panthers. They're not looking to the outside to bring anybody in or do any kind of changing. Andrew Burnett's the guy, and he's leading the charge the rest of the way. And I don't believe anyone on that Panther team could tell you anything bad or have any bad words to say about him. They want to go for it, and they want Andrew Burnett to lead the way.
And you can tell just by the results they're getting. They love playing for him. They're having fun coming to the rink every single day. They're getting the results they want, and it's been great to see what Andrew Burnett's been able to do behind the bench for the Panthers. Billy, you cover the league from a national perspective too with your work at NHL Network. Last thing here before we let you get going, but now that we're past the All-Star break and you start to see the playoff races taking shape, and we get closer and closer to trade deadline time, there are so many different subplots that start to creep into the hockey world here. What are some of the other things that are capturing your attention from across the rest of the National Hockey League, whether it's the Atlantic Division playoff race or race for first place that could be taking place between the Panthers, the Lightning, and the Leafs? Some of the teams that could be adding at the deadline, or what Colorado's been able to do. What are some of the things you're keeping an eye on?
Yeah, in the Western Conference, you want to pay attention to, does Vegas have a chance? If you look at the Western Conference, Colorado separated themselves from everybody else. So who can push Colorado? Can it be Vegas? Can it be anyone? It doesn't really seem to be that way. You look at their division, St. Louis, Minnesota, there's some teams there in the West that it's going to be decent in the playoffs. But when you come over to the Eastern Conference, you just look at the Atlantic Division. You got three Stanley Cup contenders in the Atlantic Division. You got the Panthers, you got the Maple Leafs, you got the Tampa Bay Lightning. Then you look over to the other side, the Rangers, the season they're having. Pittsburgh's going under the radar.
Yeah, people forgot about them amazingly.
Yeah, and they're still winning games every single night. The Washington Capitals, the Boston Bruins, it just goes on and on there. So if you want to pay attention, you're looking at the trade deadline, Marc-Andre Fleury, where does he end up? He's going to have some decision to make if he wants to go somewhere and chase a Stanley Cup. What team wants to try and maybe fit him into there? Claude Giroux, another big name at the deadline that might be moved out of Philadelphia.
Be watching Jack Eichel quite a bit too. He just got his feet wet in Vegas.
Yeah, Jack Eichel in Vegas. So always interested. Tampa Bay is another team that's always going to be there. And could we see it again? I'm interested to see if the road through the Cup goes through Florida and Tampa Bay again at some point, even if it's not in the first round. It might be in the second round, might be in the Eastern Conference Finals. Who knows where those two teams could end up playing. But looking around, I'm interested in Toronto. and, mm-hmm. and the Panthers with the meetings that they have left with yep. the Toronto Maple Leafs. I'm curious to see, because Toronto's making waves and they're right on the Panthers' heels. This Atlantic division with Tampa Bay, Toronto, and the Panthers is the most exciting division in hockey as far as the top three in battle for that division title. So I'm paying attention to that. The trade deadline's always interesting, and who gets in over there? In the Western Conference, the eight teams in the East?
Pretty set.
So the West has a little bit more flexibility in what's going to happen and who gets in over there on the Western side. So there's lots to pay attention to. But the biggest thing at this moment, you said Jack Eichel and the trade deadline is going to be the next big thing up. Who adds what at the trade deadline to try and bolster their team and believe they have a chance to win the Stanley Cup? And the Panthers, they're going to be in the midst of almost every conversation, whether a deal gets done or not. There is going to be a phone picked up, and there is probably almost on every player that's available at the trade deadline, there will probably be a call made to Bill Zito, seeing if he's interested in some way or the other. Or on the other hand, Bill Zito making a call to another team saying, hey, what will it take to maybe add this player to our team?
Yeah, the Panthers are going for it, and they're in that top tier of teams with as good a chance to win the Stanley Cup as anybody. So looking forward to seeing how things progress over the course of the year. Our guest here this morning, Billy Lindsay, on a Saturday with no game, the rare Saturday with no game. Billy, we thank you very much for stopping by, and we'll see you tomorrow for the Panthers and the Blackhawks. It's going to be a 3 o'clock game. We'll be on the air at 2:30, and enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Thanks for stopping by.
Enjoy the rest of the Saturday. It's good to have hockey back, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's go on the stretch drive, and it's just the most excited I've ever been in my life about a Panther hockey team and stuff. So coming to the rink, it couldn't be more fun to call the games and get ready to go for this stretch run, because it's going to be unbelievable, and everyone's going to come watch this team. They're worth the money.
Yep, as Billy said right there, they're on the road, the Panthers are, tomorrow at 3, but they're back home to start up a homestand coming up on Tuesday at 7. The Panthers have the Nashville Predators coming to town Thursday at 7. The Blue Jackets are in town. A week from today, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and the Oilers come into FLA Live Arena for a 12:30 in the afternoon puck drop. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Panthers fans, not too early to start planning for the 2023 NHL All-Star Game here in South Florida. Come see some of the biggest stars across the league showcase their skills and enjoy some South Florida sun. Pre-sale access available to territory members. For more information, go to FloridaPanthers.com/members. Big thanks to Billy Lindsay for stopping by this segment. Coming up next from Bally Sports Florida and FloridaPanthers.com, Katie Gause going to stop by the Panthers Insider Show. So Katie will be joining us coming up straight ahead, folks. I'm Doug Plagans. This is the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you. One segment to go, but it's going to be a fun one. I can promise you that. Folks, everything is better in a group. Bring out family, friends, or anyone ready for the ultimate fan experience to the next Panthers game. You can receive amazing benefits, including special group pricing, a welcome message on the Jumbotron, and more. For more information, go to FloridaPanthers.com/groups or call 954-835-PUCK. And the Panthers are back home. Three home games before the end of the month of February. They'll have the Nashville Predators coming to town on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And then coming up Thursday at 7, the Panthers have the Blue Jackets at FLA Live Arena. And then a week from today, an afternoon game, 12:30 in the afternoon, the Panthers will be playing host to Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and the Edmonton Oilers. The Oilers' only trip to Sunrise in the regular season is a week from today. So you don't want to miss that. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Tomorrow, the Panthers wrap up this road trip, 3 o'clock in the afternoon against the Chicago Blackhawks. And, well, here to join us this morning on the Panthers Insider Show, friend of the program, to talk about some wins this week, about some big games coming up. You know her from Bally Sports Florida's Panthers coverage. You know her from FloridaPanthers.com. My friend and yours, Katie Gause, stopping by the show this morning. Katie, thanks very much for joining us. About 10 or so hours ago, the Panthers were finishing up a big win over the Minnesota Wild. 6-2 was the final score last night. I guess that's where we'll start things off here. Last night's game, what'd you like the most from the Panthers? And good morning. Thanks for stopping by.
Doug, thank you so much. As always, excited and happy to be joining you here for the Panthers Insider Show. And holy smokes, you know, two games in after a 2-week break and the Cats picking up where they left off. I think that's what excites me and stands out to me the most is just that we knew how important it was for the team to be well rested. But we also knew that when you take time off, you never necessarily know exactly what's going to show up after the break. And we saw it a little bit in December after that Christmas, you know, holiday break, the Cats, you know, coming out hot again. But this was a long break, you know, and other teams also having the opportunity to play games prior to the Panthers facing them. But you sure wouldn't have known it based on the way the Cats came out. And, you know, maybe that very first game, looking back to Carolina, took a minute or two to get the legs under them, but not really. And the Minnesota game, just really great examples of just, you know, a solid, you know, stingy defensive effort. You look at Bobrovsky, you know, great game for him, but 24 saves. So not a ton of action in front of him, and credit, you know, his team in front of him for making that the case. And, you know, another night where we see guys that you're not expecting to be the ones leading the charge offensively stepping up. But I guess we shouldn't say that because Mason Marchman has lately been the guy you should expect to be leading the charge with the offensive production he's had lately. But just another example of, you know, Panthers having three top lines that can all do incredible things and can take over a game. And we saw that against Minnesota.
Katie Gause, our guest here this morning on the Panthers Insider Show from Valley Sports Florida and FloridaPanthers.com. And kind of getting to what you were talking about there, Katie, as the Panthers were ramping up to that game against Carolina, again, I'm sure there aren't many guys on this team who've experienced a 15-day layoff during a regular season. You might not know what that's going to feel like until you're in the middle of it. But right. As far as the vibe you were getting, hearing from the players, the way they were preparing, what was the mood like as the guys were going through a lot of practices? And Andrew Burnett even pointed to that fact. He said that, you know, after a while, the guys get tired of practicing because during a season, you're not used to practicing that many days in a row.
Right. And I mean, I was even getting a little bit nervous because we kept asking, you know, Coach Brunett about what it was like, you know, seeing the other teams playing. And he wasn't really shy about the fact that it was making him pretty nervous. He kind of hinted at the fact that he was almost losing a little bit of sleep over it, you know, watching these other teams have competitive big games and knowing that they were just kind of still stuck on the sidelines watching and waiting. But I think it's a testament to the way that they've prepared all year long, not just coming out of this particular long break, but in general, you know, even harking back to when Joel Quenneville took over two seasons ago, just the way that they have so much pace in their practices. And we see it every single day. You know, there are not a lot of times on the ice when the team is together that are wasted. You know, there's not a lot of standing around and explaining. It is hard-nosed, high-paced scrimmages and battle drills and whatever you want to call it. They really make their time on the ice count. And then they make their rest count. And I think that's really what stands out. And the guys, you know, of course, they were all anxious. You really start getting sick of practice. But I think the combination of the high intensity and just the overall, you know, eagerness to get back on the ice, the excitement to get back on the ice, the excitement to continue what they've started all are kind of factors into what we're seeing now with this so far good start to the second half, so to speak.
Katie Gause, our guest here on the Panthers Insider Show from Valley Sports Florida and FloridaPanthers.com. And Mason Marchman, his first career hat trick last night. So when I see him right now, I think you remember the old NBA Jam video game where the ball would catch on fire and every shot would go in. That's kind of what I think of when Mason Marchman gets the puck now. Like something's about to happen. The Panthers are going to get a scoring chance. He's making the most of every shift that he's getting on the ice right now. And he picked up his first career hat trick last night. He had that 6-point game not too long ago. Going about a week ago, you and Jameson Olive had a chance to sit down and chat with him on Territory Talk. And I just want to get your feel from that conversation because Mason seems like he's had just a great frame of mind about the opportunity that he's gotten and just run with here as a member of the Florida Panthers. What are some of the things that maybe you picked up the most from that conversation? And obviously, I know you, like everybody else in Pantherland, are enjoying watching him play right now.
Oh, yeah, without question. And I mean, I've always been, you know, just with the way that I love the game of hockey, a fan of anyone who has taken the long way to get where they are, right? I mean, Doug, you and I can both speak to it. You know, we've worked in the minor leagues, so we see what those players went through on a day-to-day basis to make it from the ECHL, the AHL, to success and consistent success at the NHL is not easy. So you just have to give a player so much credit when they've been able to keep a positive attitude and genuinely never give up. I mean, that's what Mason said at the end of the game when Emily Kaplan was interviewing him, saying, you know, hey, if there's other guys out there who are like me, never give up, because you don't know. But what he keeps kind of reiterating is how grateful he is for the opportunity that he got with the Panthers. And he's not the only one that feels that way. We've seen that from Sam Bennett. We've seen that from Anthony Duclair. We're starting to see, you know, shades of it with Reinhart, where just guys are really embracing just the confidence and the opportunity that the Panthers are placing them in, you know, putting them in positions to be successful. But Mason in particular, you know, is one of the guys that he doesn't have, you know, the top draft pick pedigree, but he does have a great hockey background. He comes from a hockey family, so he certainly has the blood and the experience of what it's like to know to, you know, how to just kind of navigate the different nuances of being a pro, and it shows. But ultimately, you know, you just have to give a guy like that so much credit and take just a little bit more enjoyment out of seeing someone who, you know, has gone through it all and really worked their way up the hard way and has found that success.
Katie Gause, our guest here from Bally Sports Florida and FloridaPanthers.com, talking a little Mason Marchment, talking about the Panthers' recent success. And we talked about right there, you, like everybody else, had to be excited to see Mason Marchment last night get that hat trick and with what he's been doing lately. But also, I know we were all excited to see Nola Chari, to see number 55 back on the ice for the Panthers last night. And as you know, this is a guy who will put his body on the line. He'll battle through anything. And as we get later in the season and, you know, the games get to be tight checking and the games get to be more and more determined by those little things that don't always show up in the box score, you need guys like Nola Chari who do the dirty work that are going to be out there making an impact in games every single night. We hadn't seen him on the ice since the preseason. He had the conditioning stint with Charlotte. He's been on the ice with the Panthers, but what did it mean to see him get back on the ice last night for the Panthers? Because you know that this is just a lunch pail and hard hat kind of guy. And it was, it had to just kill him to have to sit and watch right. The game from the sidelines. But to be able to see him get back on the ice last night after getting hurt in the preseason, I know we were all excited for that.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you talk about, you know, making it into the pros and doing it the hard way. Nola Chari is about as hard-nosed and as, you know, blue-collar as it gets in terms of the path that he took to the NHL, you know, not being drafted, working his way up from the AHL, getting the chance. But he has done every single bit of it through just plain hard work, right? He never stops. The fact that he's even playing right now is a testament to his level of hard work, because Coach Brunette said as much. They weren't sure when he was going to come back. He worked and rehabbed so aggressively and so hard because he wanted to be back as soon as possible. And, you know, with the injury that he suffered being such a bummer and unfortunate, it would have been easy to get discouraged and see the team doing well and feel like, you know what, maybe they don't even need me. But Nola Chari, he knows the value that he brings. We know the value that he can bring, and you already start seeing shades of it. I loved seeing his big body in front of the net, getting those, you know, pucks and sticks
almost
on pucks.
Almost scored a couple of times.
He did. I was about to say, and he's picking up where he left off, and you'll remember 2 seasons ago, he got that big game winner in Minnesota with the 6 seconds left for the first win we had had in that building in forever, and he really just, you know, again, not getting on the score sheet, but we don't expect that from him. That's not what his most important asset and value is to this team. It's what he brings. It's his presence. I love, you know, seeing him down on that fourth line working alongside with Hornquist, and just a really great opportunity for him. So happy to see him back in the lineup. But again, his hard work is infectious, and that is the type of player that, whether he's on the score sheet or not, the effort he's giving is rubbing off on the other guys. And just, again, adding to that grit, adding to that toughness, which we all know is a crucial part of any team having success in the postseason.
Katie Gause, our guest this morning, and the last one to leave you on here, Katie, because the Panthers, of course, they're finishing up the road trip tomorrow against Chicago, so always an entertaining one when the Panthers go into the United Center, but they kick off a homestand starting up Tuesday at 7. It feels like it's been forever since the Panthers have had a home game, but they will be home Tuesday at 7 against Nashville, Thursday at 7 against Columbus. I know the players always keep things in the moment, take things one game at a time. But from our vantage point, from what we do, we're allowed to get ahead of ourselves sometimes. And that's why I want to bring up right now the fact that a week from today, I know it's the third game of the homestand. We hope to see everybody out there for every game on the homestand. But a week from today, the Oilers come in, their only regular season visit. There are certain games on the schedule that you circle, that you want to promote. Billy Lindsay and I talked about it last segment just a little bit, but with Jonathan Huberdeau, Leon Draisaitl, and Connor McDavid all playing in one game, there's a potential you could have the NHL's top three leading scorers playing in one game. And I've been saying it all along, if you are just a casual observer of hockey, even if you're not a diehard hockey fan, next Saturday afternoon, a chance to see Connor McDavid in person is something that you shouldn't pass up.
100%. Like you said, there are games that you circle. You know, for me, it's always, oh, when Sidney Crosby or Ovechkin are coming, that older generation of just superstars. But Connor McDavid, without question, the things that he does, you know, on a nightly basis, I mean, you see it on the highlight reels, watch it in person, you won't even believe it. It's a different experience. And so the opportunity and the possibility of having him, Draisaitl, and Huberto on the ice, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, it could be the highest scoring game in the world. I give the credit to the goalies if they can keep things under control. But certainly there's going to be so many incredible moves, whether they go in the back of the net or not. You're going to see such speed, such fiery, explosive offense, just a really great effort. I think the only challenge is the fact that the game is at 12:30. So everybody's going to have to wake up and have their lunch for breakfast or whatever the guys do. I think some guys still eat the chicken and pasta even when it's 10 in the morning or whatever, but that game is no question going to be exciting. And I mean, the Oilers especially, they've got a lot on the line. They're really trying to right the ship. They've had a bit of a tough season. They've turned it around recently, had some good stretches, so they're going to be fiery and ready to play. And the Panthers will hopefully continue to be at that point, you know, a week from today, still riding on some really big success. So could be a huge matchup.
Yeah, we're getting to the point. The games are going to mean so much for everybody, the Panthers included, because they're going to be trying to hold off Tampa Bay and Toronto. The Panthers are going to be making a run at the Atlantic Division crown. They'd love to lock down the overall top seed. They'd love to win the President's Trophy and be on the best run they can be when it comes playoff time. Katie Gause, our guest here this morning on the Panthers Insider Show from Bally Sports Florida, from FloridaPanthers.com. Katie, as always, we thank you very much for your time, and enjoy the rest of your Saturday, the rare Saturday without a hockey game.
That's right. And everybody tune in. It's been a while since myself and Goldie and Randy had a broadcast. We miss you guys. So we will be in the studio and back bringing you all the action for the game in Chicago tomorrow. So tune in. We're going to have some fun.
Look forward to that. Lots of different ways to consume Panthers hockey. And right now, folks, consume Panthers hockey in mass quantities. It's good for you. Consume as much of it as you possibly can, however you can consume it. We thank you very much, Katie Gause, for stopping by on this week's edition of the Panthers Insider Show. And that's going to do it for us. We thank all of you for being on board with us once again. We hope you enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Tomorrow at 3, the Panthers and the Blackhawks, 3 Eastern, 2:30 Panthers preview on the radio network. You heard Katie there. You can watch it on Bally Sports Florida as well. And then Tuesday at 7, the Panthers back home against Nashville. Thursday at 7 against Columbus. A week from today at 12:30 against Edmonton. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Folks, this has been the Panthers Insider Show. Big thanks, Katie Gause, for stopping by this segment. Billy Lindsay for stopping by last segment. Folks, the Panthers and the Blackhawks tomorrow at 3. Join us for that one. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.